Students gathered in the basement of the United Methodist Church on Minnesota Avenue, where they sorted through dozens and dozens of canned goods that they collected the last 35 days.
And these kids are civic-minded. They're very civic-minded.
Buffalo Promise Community Affairs Director Beverly Davis-Lewis says because some of the students come from impoverished families, they were given options: donate a canned good or make a holiday card for a family in need.
Each school collected over 1,600 cans. So despite it all, despite what people say, whether they struggle, their families are struggling or not, our families were still able to give back.
You know, it's very exhilarating.
Bernice Prince is a community member with Buffalo Promise and was amazed by the students' participation.
I love seeing the children participate. They're very eager and willing to be helpful. And like you said, they might be from a family that doesn't have a lot, but right now it's all about giving.
It's awesome because just the thought of knowing that people are going to get food when they don't have it, it's just amazing.
It's good for like the people that's getting the food and stuff.
Students prepared the non-perishable items for food baskets that will be given to those in need.
I just like to help people out because like there's people who don't have a lot.
And like helping other people that don't have the things that I have, or helping other people that can't get an opportunity to do this right now to help another person.
Westminster and Highgate Heights students tell us they felt empowered to help those in need.
It's amazing because, like, just saying to help, it's not enough. You actually have to do it. Like, you can't, like, kind of like an activist, you can't say you're an activist if you just did one thing.
It was fun because I got to go downstairs in my school and collect cans from the littler kids.
It made me feel, like, happy because if that was my family, I would have felt, like, mad or sad or something. And then when I got all that food, I would have probably cried or something.
It made me feel like a hero to the ones who don't have food.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Thank you.